Everybody knows Melanie Morgan, who spent some time here at KSRO, and as we celebrate our 80th anniversary, happy to welcome Melanie back into the studio. Oh, hello there, Mel.
Man, it is really nice to sit here, not at 2:30 in the morning, but at a much more reasonable hour. Where are we, about 7 o'clock or so?
No, it's 8 o'clock. It's 8:20.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. See, you don't
time
care.
Time management. I don't care anymore.
That's right. That's right. So Melanie was here. I had to tell you straight off the bat that, you know, I listened to you when you were on KGO in the 80s. And then her resume just blossomed and blossomed and blossomed. And when I first heard that you were coming to KSRO to do the morning show, I was really surprised. I was like, that girl has a resume that weighs more than I do. And so what brought you here in the first place?
Well, a couple of really interesting challenges for me. One, I was going to be the news director here at KSRO, and I hadn't ever really done that. And I thought that would be an interesting challenge to see if you could build this radio station back to some of the glory days. And one of my first hires was, of course, Dan Trucios and Officer Vic. We got him on board, and Larry Olson, and we made this fabulous team that was so much fun to be part of. So that was a big challenge for me that I enjoyed. And then, of course, we won a bunch of awards.
Yes, you did.
And that was, to me, just the cherry on top of the banana split. So we had those challenges. Besides, you know, my husband, who was the programming and news director for KCBS in San Francisco, his head was just getting out of control, Pat. So I had to get the title news director. And then we would have, you know, of course, dinner time conversations that would go something like this. Well, Melody, what did you lead with this morning here at KCBS? So, you know, so it was a good way to bring him back down to earth.
And you were here for 2.5 years
or so,
right?
2.5 years. I can't really believe it, but yeah. And I've been gone for almost a year. It'll be a year in November.
That's what I understand, yes. I know that.
Yes,
I know
you
that
do.
Personally.
Better
yes.
than anybody.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you're, of course, your friend Larry is right here.
Hi, Melanie.
Larry Robert Olson.
Oh, Melanie.
You know what? I see all your pictures on new media, Instagram. And you know what? You're really cuter in person than you are on camera.
Okay. I like that. Let's keep going. They've told me that we had to keep the dragon chained, so we can't talk about DACA and President Trump. We got to talk about KSRO.
Not yet.
Here's what I would say, Mel. You guys basically spent almost 72 hours on the radio live covering one of the biggest stories in the North Bay, the fire. You and Dan really talked about the community and how that blaze just went through us all.
Talking about the Valley Fire, of course.
Yeah. That was, you know, the first thing I got hit with just like a month after arriving was the earthquake. And then it was less than a few months later, or several months later, that we had the Valley Fires. And it was so devastating to so many people at so many levels. But, you know, you always hear these stories, and you hear it with Hurricane Harvey, as well as probably we're going to be hearing with Irma. People come together in time of crisis. Sonoma County, Lake County, Napa, everybody just set aside their own personal egos and did for the greater good, and it was the most exciting thing. And of course, Dan Trucios, who's staring at me over there, he did the hard work being out there day after day, slogging through the ashes and bringing us these phenomenal stories. And you know, it takes a while to put those stories together and edit them in a way that, you know, you can tell the story and people can understand it. And that was probably one of the most exciting times. Larry, you were just amazing in that during that coverage as well.
And, you know, that's a great example, I think, of one of the reasons why a radio station like KSRO is so essential to the local community.
Local.
Because who else is going to do it?
Yeah, exactly. Who else is going to know the names of the streets, you know, the neighborhoods block by block? Who's going to understand the impact of a fire that just raced out of control so fast that nobody could really even keep control of it? You know, we watched and listened, and our hearts broke for Cal Fire firefighters out on the lines who were there 24/7. I mean, and just seemed like they were there until they literally dropped. I mean, nobody else can really do that.
It was a great example of fine work here at KSRO. Officer Vic is here too, and I know that you and he have a long and storied history.
Calm down, Melanie.
Well, we were married 7 times and divorced 6. I'm not sure about that last one. We might be involved in a bigamous situation. I can't tell.
We may have to check the paperwork. By the way, Gray Davis just called.
Does he want his governorship?
He wants you to know he's pumping nothing but MTBE in his chain of gas stations.
Oh, dear. That, of course, is an obscure reference to the fact that during my old days at KSFO Radio, where Officer Vic and I used to work together for so many years, that we undertook an activism campaign to get a dangerous cancer-causing chemical banned in the state of California because the environmentalists said that it would clean the air. In fact, it poisoned our water.
That's right. That's right. I came in right about as you were just introducing that. And then through the course of time, we decided that Gray Davis had to go.
Had to get out of there. And you know what? He's 86.
Well, we may have another job for you, actually.
Oh, really?
If you're into ousting people, there's somebody in Washington that I think needs to probably go back to his former occupation.
I've got my eyeballs on a CNN host right now. I'm not going to be ousting anybody in Washington. I'm going to be local here. The guy who was heading up, or a CNN show host who was in Berkeley 2 weekends ago by the name of W. Wamu Bell, who's on the air supposedly as a journalist at CNN and actually was speaking and encouraging the rioters in Berkeley. Yep. So I think that Mr. Bell is the object of my wrath right now. And there's a petition at change.org if you'd like to sign it, Pat.
And as a matter of fact, this is just a great example of why Melanie was really endeared herself to so many Sonoma County listeners. And there were other Sonoma County listeners who said, "Are you flipping kidding me?"
Oh, no, they said more than that, Pat. They were trying to get me fired.
That's the sanitized version.
Yeah, that is the...
Well, let's do this. Officer Vic, if you could help us out here, let's do a quick traffic and weather, and then we'll come back to Melanie. Of course, I have to ask you that now that you are no longer doing morning radio here on KSRO, I understand there are irons in the fire.
Yes, a lot. You know, it seems like I've got about 14 jobs right now, but it's all good. You know, I started something called the Media Equality Project, and what we're doing is trying to expose some of the hypocrisy of the media, the things that they tell us versus the things that they're actually doing. In that position, I am now the proud co-owner of a website called MediaEqualizer.com. And you can read, I've been writing like a fiend there, so you can read that if you want to bookmark it. And then, of course, I am the proprietress or co-proprietress of a Facebook page called Stop the Scalping. Stop the Scalping is an effort for us to illuminate everybody about the ongoing effort to get conservative hosts and icons in the conservative media fired. It's an organized pushback against that. So
it's a Sean Hannity thing, right?
It is Sean Hannity and others. Monica Crowley, Seb Gorka, many others who have been targeted.
Here I thought it was a way for me to get cheaper Springsteen tickets on Broadway. But no.
No.
Not that kind of scalping.
I apologize for that, but that's not going to happen. And then the third thing that I'm doing, which is what I really intended to do all along, is I'm now doing a company called Walking Pony Productions. We've got a reality television show that's in the works, hopefully shortly, involving prisoners at the Sacramento County Jail who have been rehabilitated through breaking wild Mustang horses on BLM property.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
It is really super interesting. Yeah. So that's hopefully something that PBS is going to take a look at if I'm not blackballed over there for good.
Well, they've got prisoners with pit bulls. Why not?
This sounds like
an automatic, offshoot of that.
It's a real story of redemption for the horses and as well, of course, for the prisoners. So I'm excited to share that.
Well, I'm sorry that you're sitting at home eating bonbons and being completely bored. Anybody else have a comment for Melanie before we let her take off and we head to the bottom of the hour?
Mighty good to hear your voice again, and best of luck in all of your endeavors.
Thank you. And please give my love to Mrs. Officer Vic, little Vicat, and
do.
The entire gang. Have you become a grandfather yet?
No. Mm-hmm. Not yet. No.
She was this tall, literally, 12 years old, the last time I saw her. Now she's this gorgeous, beautiful, stunning, and accomplished woman.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mel. It's great to have you as part of this very, very rich Sonoma County legacy that is KSRO. Thank you for being here.
And let me just say very quickly how grateful I was for the opportunity to work here every day to get to know you, and of course to have the opportunity to bring Dan Trucios aboard, who's done amazing work, but mostly to Lawrence Amaturo, to Jim Murphy, who I adore, and of course Michael O'Shea, who is one of the premier broadcasters of all time. So without those three guys, I wouldn't have had the opportunity.
Well, it's been nice to have you here, and thanks for doing that. Look forward to talking to you real soon.